We're joined on the line now by Robert Carey, who is Programme Manager for NEWKD. And Robert's programme, he manages the programme called Social Inclusion and Community Activation, SICAP programme. Robert, good morning to you. Robert, first of all, explain why we have you on is about your response for the government's plans to withdraw state-supplied accommodation on a phased basis for around 16,000 Ukrainians across the country. Now, tell us about your role in NEWKD, North and East West Kerry Development, and your role in supporting the Ukrainian community in this county.
Yeah, thanks, Rasa. So we provide a range of integration supports for Ukrainians. So that would cover education, employment, English language, and you know, social integration into the community as well. You know, so basically, to kind of ensure that people are fully integrated and get the opportunities to, you know, become fully part of the community.
And what's your response to the government's announcement that it will cut the length of time newly arriving or Ukrainian refugees that they can stay in state accommodation from 90 days to 30 days, and furthermore, and this is the top line, that it will withdraw state-supplied accommodation on a phased basis for about 16,000 Ukrainians. Now, I should say the withdrawal would be phased over a six-month period beginning in August, and people are expected to be given a minimum of 3 months' notice.
Yeah, I mean, I just heard about it. It's incredible, really. I suppose just a couple of points to make would be that in Kerry, we have currently around 6,600 Ukrainians, and about 39% or about 2,500 of those are in state-controlled accommodation. So the others would be in private accommodation or accommodation under the ARP programme. So, like, you've got thousands of people there who essentially will have to find alternative accommodation. Now, I mean, I don't know if there's a plan as to how they're going to do that, but like, where are they going to find the accommodation? And you're looking at people who, you've got a lot of people who are working. There's 40% of Ukrainians who are working in Kerry at the moment. But you've also got a lot of women and children. You know, that the majority of Ukrainians are women and children. You've got people with disabilities, you've got pensioners, and you've got people who would be from the occupied territory. So, you know, if they were to leave Ireland, they have nowhere to go to. So on top of that, then you have, you know, the disruption that it would cause in terms of, you've got 1,500 Ukrainian kids in schools. No, a number of years ago, or well, over the last couple of years, it hasn't been such a feature the last 12 months or so, but there was a sort of seemed to be a policy of moving Ukrainians around the country, which caused massive disruption for families and an awful lot of distress. But I suppose at least they were going to other accommodations. So if they're you know, if they're being moved without any plan for accommodation, like, it seems like an incredible thing to do. And it's also just going to exacerbate the actual accommodation crisis, which exists for, you know, like, a lot of people.
Now, the government are saying that this phased withdrawal of accommodation, state-supplied accommodation for the country's 16,000 Ukrainians, that there is, you know, it's going to start in August. It's not immediate. People are expected to be given a minimum of 3 months' notice. The government's also saying this will not include people who are very vulnerable or people who have barriers to independence. They are not going to lose their state-supplied accommodation, but they will need to self-declare and provide evidence of their need for accommodation. So the government would say, look, we have made allowances for vulnerable people. We are giving people plenty of time. And also, this announcement is very much in line with other country, the policies, the accommodation policies of other countries in Europe.
I mean, the fact that they're making provision for vulnerable people is good, but I suppose the point remains, you know, if you look at the, like, if I was trying to go to try and rent accommodation in most places in Kerry at the moment, there's very little there. So, I mean, if you take this also in line with some of the recent government announcements, you know, about possible repatriation, it's a voluntary scheme, all right, they're looking at, but also reduction in the, you know, the ARP program, which is the pledged accommodation, reduction in the payment there. like it looks as if there's, I suppose, a less welcoming sort of approach from the government in relation to Ukrainians. Now, I mean, you know, the government, in fairness, has stated unequivocal support for Ukraine over the last number of years. But, you know, I suppose the proof is in the actions, and there does seem to be a sort of a trend in the opposite direction at the moment, which is kind of hard to understand the logic of, seeing is that the, you know, the war in Ukraine shows no sign of abating. They're getting attacked on a regular basis. Odessa was attacked again, I think it was last night or the night before. And essentially, I suppose, if you look at it from a broader perspective, you know, like, Ukraine is sort of the bulwark again, it's protecting democracy in Europe, you know, and I mean, that might sound like a sort of a rather conceptual thing from an Irish perspective, but if you talk to people in Poland or Latvia or Estonia or Finland, they will very much tell you that, you know. So it does seem like, you know, I suppose the little that we have to do in terms of supporting Ukraine, it does look like it's been eroded, which I think is disappointing.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Robert Carey, who is Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme Manager with the NEWKD, the North East West Kerry Development Organisation, and very much involved with supporting the Ukrainian community in Kerry.